Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy PDP coming to you live on Word on the Street on Store Radio. It is Monday, start of a new week, start of a new day, and start of the, so you can be whatever it is that you want to be. And who you hear in the background right there is my little one by the name of Quade, Q-U-A-D-E, Mr. Richardson right here. He does call us the shots. And it's me and him coming to you live on Store Radio. And it is Monday, like I just said, it is a new week and a new day to do whatever it is that you want to be. But here in America, we are blessed. We are blessed to do whatever. Like, we can come up with it. We can actually change the world in a room with just a laptop. We can change the world on your smartphone. So luckily, thanks for Steve Jobs, but also not only did Steve Jobs create a technology to where we can change the room, but he also took away jobs. Because, like, I did see a flyer with it was on Facebook. You know, everything be on Facebook these days. I did see a flyer, and it said that everything that comes on the smartphone, then it had a picture of Radio Shack. And everything that you had to buy, like, remember back in the day? Like, it used to be hard to get a microphone. It used to be hard to try to record your voice. It used to be so hard to just, like, dreams back then really used to be almost so unattainable. So shout out to Steve Jobs for coming up with a smartphone, which is the iPhone. Everything that was sold separately in Radio Shack, once you get an iPhone and purchase an iPhone, everything comes within an iPhone. So there's really no excuses, and especially nowadays you have an Apple computer. You can record a track. You can record a song right there. You don't need to get in the studio. You don't need to pay how that, like, if you do want, if you know a person that works in the studio and things like that, yeah, you can still do that. But if you're really serious about it, you have YouTube, you have smartphones, then you can actually change the world from your room if you got the right perspective. You know what I'm saying? Perception is reality. You know what I'm saying? But on the line, I do got Youth Medicine, Mr. Reverend Stephen Ozzie. Very blessed, brother. You're going to check out his bio on soareveryday.com. What's up, Mr. Avi? You there, my brother?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. I can't complain. It's a great day to be alive. Great day to be part of Soul Radio. You know what I'm saying? How was your weekend, bro?
Weekend was great, man. Just kind of spent it with the wife, kind of relaxing and just enjoying life, man.
Enjoying life, man. I hear you. I hear you. I texted my wife earlier this morning telling her that I missed her. Cause, like, she's off at work right now. And we've only been separated for, what, 3 hours? You know what I'm saying? But we were together all weekend. So I thought I'd send her a little inspirational message. But, hey, I miss you. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
But we're going to go ahead and let you get into the scoop. Man, it's your world. It's whenever you're ready.
All right. Well, I don't know if I've came with this before, but I probably have, because this is one of my favorite scriptures in the entire Bible, and it's Galatians 6 and 9. Galatians 6 and 9 simply says, "Let us not become weary in well-doing, because at the proper time or at the right season or at due time, you'll reap a harvest if you don't faint." I'll read that again. "Let us not become weary in well-doing or in doing good, for in due season," some Bibles say due season, some say at the proper time, "you'll reap if you don't faint, if you don't give up." And I'm so big on that, because I think sometimes, Pete, we can do so much good in life, and we can do so much good even as young people, and we don't see the return of our doing good. And so we can be doing so much to impact people. We can be doing so much. You might be in school, somebody listening. You're in school and you're making good grades, but yet you still haven't gotten a scholarship and you're a senior. Or you've been studying for that ACT, that SAT, and you still can't get the score that you want. And the Bible is clear on whatever you're doing that's good. Don't get weary. Don't get so weary in doing good that you faint or that you give up, because if you keep pressing, you'll reap when it's time. And what I love about God is God doesn't give us blessings out of season, out of time. He always blesses us at the right time, in the right way, with the right method. And so You know, I'm reminded of the scripture that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. And so I just want to encourage somebody today that's listening that maybe things are not standing out the way you want it to. Maybe things are not working out the way you want it to. Don't be weary in well doing. Keep doing good. If you're going to church, keep going to church. If you're studying to make good grades, keep studying and making good grades. If you're helping out, you're a mentor, whatever you're doing that's good, keep doing it. And listen, don't do the good to reap a reward. Do good just to do good. And at some point, without you even realizing it, all the good that you've done will come back and it'll be a blessing to you.
Wow. There we go right there. You know what, Mr. Avi, I'm really glad that you said that because I can really relate to that. Like, we was in church right now. I feel like you was talking to me. It's because sometimes you know we do get caught up in, like, we do get caught up not only in the work because we focus on the work and then we kind of get discouraged when we see the results from my work. Say, for instance, you study hard in school and you studying to get an A on the test, but you really get a C. So if you feel good about it when you take it, you feel good when you take it. Of course, the reason why you're picking an answer on a test is because you think it's the right answer. But once you finally get the results of the right answer and then you're like, oh, man, I got a C, then that's when sometimes people can get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? So I really like that message that you said right there, because sometimes, like, we get caught up on the results of things, and they can be that's how we can get discouraged on some things, and to where we no longer pursue what we were doing, even though it's in our heart, it's our passion. But just the fact that we think no one's listening or we think no one's reading, and which can turn us away, and which could lead us astray. So, I want to say thank you for that message, Mr. Ozzy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, all right, man. Just call in tomorrow. You got anything you want to add, or you good?
That's it. That's all.
That's all. Well, write this website down right now. I have streaming live music. I've reached a goal of mine that I don't know why I didn't think about this 3 years ago, but, hey, everything happens for a reason. But write this website down. It's Soar Every Day. Listen to my radio, and that's listen with the number two, not the word two, but listen to my radio.com. So it's Soar Every Day. Listen to my radio.com. You'll be able. This interview will be up live streaming on my live online station. Not a show, but this is an online station. Soon as we get done with the interview, so about 12 p.m. you should be able to listen to The Word on the Street with Petey Pete and also Stephen Ivey. And at 12 p.m., you'll be able to hear us live, as long as with some live music. So while you're going to work and you want to listen to some talk radio, and then some music going to come on and keep you pumped up and get ready for work or get ready for a game, whatever you're getting ready for. So I do want to share that with you, Mr. Stephen Ivey. SoarEveryDay.listentomyradio.com. That is the official radio screen. That is the official Soar Radio link. And I did reach one of my goals. So I just give it all up to God. God is good, player. So, Mr. Ivey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget to stream live at 12 p.m. and share it with your friends, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's been my pleasure to talk to you tomorrow, bro.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Mr. Stephen Ivey. Calls in every day on my show. Reverend Stephen Ivey, I'm so sorry. And calls into my show. He blesses the show. That's a man who I follow his footsteps. I've been following him. He's a couple years younger than I am, but I really look up to him as if he was older than me. So with that being said, go check him out, SoarEveryDay.com, or you can go to SoarEveryDay.listentomyradio.com to go stream us live. And with that being said, today is Monday. It's a new day. It's a new week. It's a new opportunity to reach that goal. And and Monday, all I can think about is, was somebody hating on you this weekend? Was somebody getting on your way this weekend? Or did you reach a goal to where somebody that you didn't get the response that you thought you know, that you thought you was gonna get from them. So let me tell you something. If you got
one of your boys, if you told to go to your mama or your pops or whoever it is, and they just like, oh, okay.
You know what? Don't even trip because that's how
they did their job. You know what I'm saying? Haters need something to hate on. You know what I mean? So give them something to hate on. Let them do their job. Keep doing you. Keep pressing. Don't be stressing. And just think you're too blessed to be stressed. If you woke up today, even if you woke up today, you were given the opportunity to breathe breath through your nostrils and exhale through your mouth. And that's God giving you the gift of life. So once you're given the gift of life, it's your opportunity, it's your obligation to become closer to your maker. It's your obligation to feed your family. It's your obligation to become the best you can be. Don't be living your life for somebody else. Don't live your life for your wife. Don't live your life for your kids. Don't live your life for anybody, for your auntie, for your uncle. Live your life for you. Because if you don't have love for yourself, how can you have love for somebody else? Like, think about it. If you don't love yourself unconditionally, how are you going to love your son whenever he comes to you and be like, yo, I smoke weed for the first time? Are you going to disown him? Like, if you don't love yourself, how are you going to treat your daughter when she comes to you telling you, father, I'm in love with a black man? Like, if you don't love yourself, how you gonna talk to your son whenever he comes home and tells you, I'm in love with a white woman, or I'm in love with a Chinese woman, I'm in love with a Mexican? How can you be there for somebody who you're supposed to love unconditionally that you don't even love unconditionally yourself? You're so hard on yourself that whenever you make a mistake, then all of a sudden you're a bad person. You're so hard on yourself, you go to church on Sunday, get out at 1 o'clock, and then you up at the bar at 3:30, but you're so hard on yourself not understanding that's other people's perceptions of you that's making them uncomfortable. But as long as you are being comfortable within your own skin that you live in, who are them to judge you? Judge not, or you should be judged first. So don't let somebody's opinion affect how you live your life. You live your life according to how you want to live it. It's Monday. It's a new opportunity to live today. It's a new opportunity to go out there and pursue that goal. It's a new opportunity to think of a goal. The best part about Monday, that you got 4 days that's left in this week to pursue whatever it is that you want to pursue. At least that you have 4 days when you speaking humanitarian wise. When you speaking, that's the normal. And if you want to be normal, you have 4 more days to pursue something before you can take off 2 days. And I'm gonna tell you one thing: when you're really driven about your passion, when you really searching for your passion, when you're really doing something that you love, that's for free, that's free of service. When you serving people, or when you find yourself just drawing just because you like to draw, when you find yourself writing just because you like to write, when you find yourself recording or taking pictures just because that's something that you like to do, you don't have 4 days left in the week. You have the rest of your life to do something. Because when you start pursuing something that's just you, when you do it subconsciously, you just find yourself doing it. You don't have 4 days rest in the week. You have the rest of your life. Because you want to know why? Just how Lil Wayne said it. Lil Wayne said there's no ceilings. I don't see no ceilings. They'll never put no ceilings on me. Don't you guard me. I'm doing this for me because this is me, and it's eventually going to help you. What are you doing for other people? Take a deep breath. Take a second to let that reel in. What are you doing for other people? Today's Monday. You got a new day, a new week to pursue whatever it is that you want to do. So if you want to be like everybody else, come up with an idea, come up with a goal. Think of it on Monday. Write it down on Tuesday. Wednesday, take some action. Thursday, let it soak in. Friday, kind of chill, talk to somebody, get their opinion. Saturday, rest. Hey, just do that. Just rest. Sunday, you talk to God. And then you just, on Monday, you get back at it. But if you ain't trying to be like everybody else, on Monday, think about it. You up 8 o'clock in the morning, you think about it. 10 o'clock, you still thinking about it. 7 o'clock, you might call your homegirl. Then next thing you know, it's fast lunch. 1 o'clock, you ain't even ate lunch yet. So then you still thinking about it. 4 o'clock, you write it down. 5 o'clock, you thinking about it. 6 o'clock, you write it down again. 7 o'clock, you still thinking about it. Next thing you know, if you got a wife or you got a girlfriend, then you start talking to them about it. The next day, you still thinking about it. You thinking about it.
you're still thinking about it. Coming away, how you can make it happen. You might post something. Wednesday, then that's when you really start walking into action. That's, you know, somebody might know somebody who's like, hey, you should talk to this person. That's Wednesday. Thursday, I'm telling you, once you start walking into your purpose, that's the day you start being successful. But until you start picking up the blunt, picking up the 40, playing video games, and talking about what you really want to do, but you ain't doing nothing, you ain't doing squat, then I'm sorry. You ain't nothing but a bum. You ain't worth nothing than the stuff on the bottom of my shoes. But hey, but everything happens for a reason. I'm not downing you. I'm not doubting you. I'm not downing you at all. I used to be there. So what I'm saying is, but it's hypocritical for you to sit up there and say that you want to do this, and you selling dreams to a girl, or you even selling dreams to your mama, whoever it is that you're selling dreams to. That, like, man, that's unfair to them, because they with you thinking that, hey, he wants to be a better person, but at the end of the day, you ain't doing nothing. So go ahead and do it. So go ahead and live up to your potential. Think about, but don't rush it. It's okay. If you've been playing sports for 18 years, you want to take a couple months off, take a couple months off. If you've been preaching for 20 years, you want to take a couple months off, take a couple months off. Like, don't rush it. Like I'm telling you, it's okay. It's okay to take a, like, that's part of success. Realizing we need to take a step back and just chill. That's how you be successful. You don't be successful when people talking about this no days off, I don't sleep. Like, shut up. I'm telling you, man. Like, people just like to post that stuff on social media just to make them look good. And also, in all actuality, they might be asleep when they writing it. Come on, you never even know. So you can't really live into the norm. You can't give in to the what society think is right. Well, when you come to man rules, and then when it even comes to godly rules, part of godly rules says you have to obey the man rules. So obey the God rules, but obeying the God rules, you gotta obey the man rules. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you gotta obey all rules. But everything comes with the balance, you know what I'm saying? So whatever it is, you have to balance it out. This is the word on the street with your boy Pete. You can't just hear it earlier, Stephen Ivey. That is the Reverend. That's the Reverend straight up out of the Arkansas area. Go to soareveryday.com to check out his bio. Stream us live at soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. When I say listen to my radio, that is the number two, not the word two. So soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's a dream of mine. I finally did it. Took a school assignment. Got kicked out of my group. And ended up forming Sore Radio. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. This Saturday, I had a live remote for a semi-pro game, West Texas Outlaws versus the Texas Shadow. That was a success. Then prior to that, Wednesday, I had a live remote at Copper Caboose here in Lubbock, Texas, 50th Street and Slide. That's where you can take your kids, play some games, and also eat with them. And it's like a smaller version of Dave and Buster's. But hey, God is good. I give all glory to God, but I also give some glory to myself, because without me working hard and being persistent and not saying no, and whenever people tell me no and keep going, so yeah, of course I'm going to take a little bit of that credit, because God can tell me exactly what he wants me to do and what he needs me to do, but I can still sit here and not do it. So for everyone who's out there, yes, you do. If without God, it would not be us, would not be around, but you got to give yourself some credit as well. Because you actually the one that's physically walking one foot in front of the other and taking and keeping a positive attitude and staying courageous and staying persistent and actually pursuing that goal. So you take some credit for yourself. Now, yes, you give it to God. Without God, none of us will be here. But take some credit for yourself. But look in the mirror and understand you don't always have to compete with yourself. Just treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? After you get through competing with yourself, treat yourself. Like I say always, there's two types of broke. There's one broke that's sitting on a video game, smoking blunts, drinking 40s, doing nothing. Then there's another broke who's taking their money instead of drinking 40s and smoking blunts. They're taking their money to pursue a passion, to pursue a dream. You know what I'm saying? Because not everyone needs help. So that's two types of broke. And ladies really is attracted to that ambitious broke. And that's why they find themselves paying for things. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, if you're an ambitious broke type of guy and a woman trying to take you out, yeah, I know you want to eat some nice food, but if you don't plan on marrying that girl, don't let her take you out. Don't let her take you out. I know you want some nice food. I know you want to do all that. But, hey, don't let her take you out if you don't plan on marrying that girl. But don't waste her time, and especially you can't waste your time. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's what I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to go ahead and get back to the music. It's your boy, PDP. Word on the street. Say what I think respectfully. Sword Radio. Straight like that. Got to get back to my son and feed him something to eat. He woke up a little earlier today. So we're going to go ahead and get his grub on. That's my little man, Kill. But in the meantime, that's Sword Radio. PDP. Word on the street. SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. SoarEveryday.listentomyradio.com. Straight like that. Peace. God bless. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. There you go.